Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Me and AU, Episode 11, Signaling.
Hey Kate, it's Whitney. Guess what? You're going to be here in 2 weeks. 2 weeks and, okay, it's after 10 p.m. here, so that's 2 weeks and 2 days. 16 days! I'm calling because I wanted to ask if there are any touristy things you want to do while you're here. We could go to the Kensington Market or the CN Tower, or I haven't had a chance to go to the ROM yet. Their dinosaur exhibit is supposed to be really good from what I hear. And there's a weighing on ancient Egypt if you want to revisit grade 6 and that really bad secret code we tried to make out of hieroglyphics. That could be fun. If you don't want to do anything special, that's okay too. We could just hang out and talk. Whatever you want to do. I'm heading home from the office now, so if you have time for a call, I'm free whenever. If I don't answer back, I might be on the streetcar, but I'll call you back right away, okay? Talk soon. Bye.
Tilt your head up.
Honestly, I'm fine.
And turn your cheek this way.
You don't have to do this.
I can't see from this angle.
I can wash my own... Are you even listening?
I heard you. You're a big girl who can take care of herself. Just like you did tonight. Now let me see.
Jody surveyed the room. One exit blocked and no windows. The only way out was through. With a sigh, she lifted her chin and let Grace press the washcloth to the gash still bleeding sluggishly at her jaw.
Ow.
Yeah. Stings. Sorry.
Thanks.
That thing get you anywhere else?
Just bruises.
Ugh. Promise you're not secretly bleeding out of your abdomen and too stoic to tell me.
Why would you ask that?
Because you're holding your jacket close like you've got something to hide. And don't take this wrong. Strong. silent type. You're kind of a cliche.
It's freezing in here, and that thing broke my zipper when it threw me across the alley.
That's monster's view. Hard on the wardrobe.
If I were bleeding my guts out, I would make you take me to the emergency room.
I'm holding you to that, Action Girl.
Grace pulled the cloth away and examined Jody's face with an intensity that made it hard not to squirm. Typical witch. None of them ever blinked enough for comfort.
Well, you're not secretly the type of person who wants a cool facial scar, are you?
I'm holding out for something on a cheekbone.
And I should warn you, this is going to sting a hell of a lot more.
One of her first summers in Selkirk, Jody had stepped on a pixie nest out in the woods. Grace's hand on her jaw felt kind of like that. As if somebody had packed the wound full of pop rocks and then attached jumper cables.
There. All better.
As quickly as it had come, the current of magic was gone, leaving only a raw, stinging place on her jaw, a throbbing muscle in her temple, and Grace's hand soft against her cheek.
Thanks. For earlier, too.
Anytime.
Grace still hadn't blinked or moved her hand. Up to Jody to move this along again, then. She allowed herself one deep, steadying breath before she leaned forward and sealed her lips to... Sealed her lips? Ugh, Jesus, what even is that? As she leaned forward to claim Grace's mouth with... that's a no. As she leaned forward to lay a smooch on... As she leaned forward to kiss her face with her own face... Maybe I'll finish this after work.
Hey, don't listen to what the sticker on that cup says. There's no whip, just extra... Kate? Earth to Kate? Hey, Kate.
Huh? What?
I think you might want to start that one over.
Oh. Yeah. Thanks.
You okay?
Just tired.
You know, we make something for that.
I already had three before you got here.
Yikes.
Oh, like I didn't see you chug four shots of espresso yesterday. Vanilla latte for Eugene?
Yeah, and I felt alive. You look like you want to die.
I just had a late night, okay? Vanilla latte for Eugene?
Did you finally listen to me about karaoke night at the Central?
You know I don't leave the house. A friend and I started watching a movie too late.
Oh, you got Ella to watch Stardust.
I mean, it made zero sense that she hadn't seen it. Even she agreed with me after we... Vanilla latte, no whip for Eugene!
I think he's in the bathroom.
Oh. I should start the next... Wait, are we actually caught up on orders?
No one else has come through the register. What about the drive-thru?
I haven't had anything in, 10 minutes? What about the app? Any pre-orders?
Nope. All clear.
Not even an Americano? Drip coffee?
Nothing.
Okay, cool. This is...
weird.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Should we be... doing something?
Like what?
We could clean. Something.
I did the floors when I got here. We could... grind coffee?
I did that when I got here. Do you want to just,
stand here? I can look busy if you can.
I've got a game face, see?
You mostly still look tired.
See if I ever slip you an extra shot again.
You look very busy, Kate.
Thank you, Stuart.
Hey, by the way, I've been meaning to ask, how committed are you to the housebound thing?
I mean, I'm here, so it's a work in progress.
Right. Yeah.
Why?
I was thinking we should get drinks after work sometime.
Oh.
That aren't coffee.
Right.
If you're okay with sticky floors, there's a place over by the mall that's okay. Cheap beer, decent nachos. Not bad. Sorry, I should have asked. Do you drink?
Like sometimes.
If you don't do bars, we can do tea or smoothies or something. I just don't meet new gay people in the city very often, you know? So it'd be cool to hang out sometime when no one's gonna yell at us for not upselling pastries.
You're gay?
Well, pan and non-binary. I mostly use they, them when I'm not at work.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool, actually. Thanks for telling me.
Did you not kind of know already?
Huh?
You kept telling me about your girlfriend? I thought you were trying to signal.
My...
Ella?
okay. Pump the brakes. Hold on a minute.
Did I say something wrong?
My girlfriend?
Oh, God. If you're straight, I am...
No! No, I'm not. I like girls.
Okay, thank God.
Wait. So you weren't... Oh, my God. I'm gonna have to pay a gay fine.
What?
I thought you were asking me out for a second.
Oh.
And you thought I was dating... Never mind. So, I missed a lot of stuff, huh?
You've covered shifts for me to go on dates before. And I swear I've told you Garrett's actor is hot a bunch of times.
Yeah, but that last one's just an objective fact.
Wow, I am never feeling bad about not getting foreshadowing again.
Yeah, no, for real. Sorry. Sorry if I just freaked you out.
I mean... You could make it up to me.
Nachos Friday?
Hell yeah, Nachos Friday.
Oh God, is that...
Pre-orders. So many pre-orders.
We're gonna need more iced coffee. We're
gonna need body bags.
You rack the ice, I pour.
Deal. Hey, don't think this is getting you out of explaining whatever's going on with you and Ella, because there's gossip.
Coffee first, friendship later.
I'll get the cups.
Me and AU is a Procyon Podcast Network production. You can find transcripts for every episode of the show, as well as information about our other podcasts at procyonpodcasts.com.
The voice of Whitney is Misha's voice.
The voice of Grace is Nadine Elamami.
The voice of Jody is Nisa Najib.
The voice of Kate is Philomena.
The voice of Stuart is Huck Malamud.
Hey everybody, Andrea here. So when I said we were pretty close to being able to make Selkirk, boy did you all deliver. I've got quite the list of patrons to thank this week. I want to thank Neil Robman, Elizabeth Pendragon, Emma Mosen, Danny Yeager, Andrea Jones, Katie, and Kyra B. Thank you so much for supporting the show. So that means, da-da-da-da, yep, we're gonna make a Selkirk episode. You will see that in our feeds sometime after the main show finishes up in 2021. Thank you so much to everyone who's supported the show. If you'd like to join them and get in on perks like a song that Ben wrote about Tony and Garrett, or our monthly mini-series, On the Rise, you can find us at patreon.com/meandau. This episode was written and produced by Andrea Clausen, with sound design by Aaron Bauman. Our theme song is by Samantha Jean Rivers, logo by Alex Yoon. Find us on Twitter and Tumblr at @meandaupod. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher, Communications something, Moonbase, wherever.
You guys can sort out the next thing. I need to get the rover checked and loaded. Jung?
On it, boss.
Excuse me?
If communication still makes a difference at this point in the plot, if we can keep this base or this moon together long enough to be a thing.
I changed my direction. I worked my way down. I took those scraps, the bits they'd forgotten about or thrown away, and I built my own place. Still inside, but within the shadows.
All my thoughts, my hopes, all of my heart is on a makeshift rocket hurtling towards us with the most precious of cargo.
We'll definitely deserve a celebration.
Not like yours. You and your boy down there? I hope he's got a private room waiting.
It'll be enough to be close again. Ah, meu amado.
When I have Alex back in my arms, maybe then I can think about resistance.
We've kept the corporations at arm's length longer than most.
Well, whatever you're building, here or wherever, I'm in.
Any way we can help.
It feels like we're approaching the closing stage of this journey. The final stop. But either way, it's been one hell of a story. And either way, it ends with Alex.
Moonbase Theta out. The final season. Broadcasting on your podcast feeds starting August 14th. For early access, join us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions.
Moonbase Theta out.